Did you wish to speak?
I don't want to be here.
Where do you think you are?
How dare you speak to me? I don't want to be here.
Yeah, but that doesn't answer my question. I wondered where you thought you were. Maybe then I can help you.
You know perfectly well.
Get you to go... No, I don't know where you think you are. Do you think you're at home in your chair?
I want to go home. I want to go home.
Okay, well, maybe I can help you.
How can you help me, silly woman?
If you tell me where you are and explain why you're not happy.
They treat me like I'm a child.
No, I don't mean to. I'm sorry.
Not you, others.
I see.
And I don't want to be here. I don't.
We'll ask them to leave. It is in a nursing home.
No! Who is that? Who dares to speak in front of me?
No, it's okay.
I'm just picking up where you might be. And were you looked after by lots of people?
No. No.
I got that one wrong then.
Well, let me just say, it's very nice to talk to you. And my name's Lillian. Can you tell me your name? Or would you rather not?
I will not.
Okay. Had you ever thought about what happens to us when we die? Strange question, but it will help if you'll answer it. Did you ever think about going to heaven?
I don't believe in all that stuff.
Okay, well, I've got a surprise for you.
It's definitely a nursing home.
I hope a pleasant surprise. Mm-hmm. Because that's where you belong now, and that's why I'm talking to you, just to help you get to where you should be.
I don't want to be anywhere. I just want peace. I just want to be not here.
Okay, you'll find peace. As much peace as you like. But first of all, think about how you're feeling. You're feeling very light, healthy and warm. And you're being surrounded by love. And that you can feel. Am I right? You can feel that love. A love that you've never felt before.
I don't want to
come on.
Be here.
Can you see a light in front of you? Is there anyone that has already died that you would like to see? Maybe they're waiting for you.
Why are you trying to pacify me?
I'm not trying to pacify you. I'm just trying to help you get to where you should be. It's where we all go, whether we like it or not.
I hate them all. I hate them all. I do.
Yeah, well, put that behind you. Who can you see in the light? Someone that you loved?
Where's the light?
You keep looking, you'll see it.
Don't you shine it in my face.
No, but at least you can see a light, and that will change, and you will want to go towards that person that's in the light, because there is a life after death, which we all find out eventually, and it's your time to find out. I can assure you, you'll be happy.
Do you know an Alfred? Alfie?
Don't you talk his name to me.
Well.
How Alfred.
Alfred's waiting for you. He's a very handsome man.
He was a swine.
Maybe he's sorry.
Yeah.
He thinks he can help you now.
I don't think.
Was there any pet that you had? A dog or a horse or something that you really was more fond of than humans? Oh, poor Alfie.
Cat.
A cat?
Yeah.
What was a cat called? Just cat?
I can't remember.
You don't remember?
I can't remember.
I'm sure the cat will remember.
Izzy.
Izzy.
Izzy. The cat was called Izzy. Why don't you want to see me?
You swine, you. Don't you dare talk to me.
I'm not a swine anymore.
We change.
I'm not. I know what I did was wrong. I want you to come with me and I'm going to show you.
I know you. You're just after this lady. I know. I know. I am not stupid.
No.
I don't know who this gentleman is.
We've never met before. I'm here to bring you home.
What difference does that make? You don't know this lady.
Well, that life's gone. I'm here to bring you home.
Yes, when we leave the earth and the physical body, we go home to where we've come from and where we go back to. The spirit goes back to where it belongs. And that's the real you.
I'm feeling very tired now.
Yes. You're feeling
rest.
No pain, no horribleness.
I'm only here to help you come home, and I promise I'll leave you. I promise I'll leave you alone until you are ready to speak to me. I promise. I just wanted to be here to bring you home. Nothing else. I have no other agenda. Do you believe me? Please believe me. I'm happy here.
You do, don't you? You're beginning to.
I don't know.
I can show you things. I can.
It's all such a long time ago. A long, long time ago.
I know. But honestly, if you just come with me now, and people will talk to you, I can fade into the background until you're ready. I just want you to come with me. I did love you.
What should I do? Help me now.
Yeah, okay. But it's best that you do go. And perhaps you can come back sometime and tell us how you're getting on. Or send us a thought. We can pick up your thoughts.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
You can call me anything you like on the way. I really don't mind. You just need to come with me.
Also, go and see that cat again.
Izzy.
The cat's going to be pleased.
Izzy.
I love a cat.
Yes, we often do have their pets.
Come on, they want us to go. Come on, just trust me once more. Once more, that's all I ask you. once more. Come with me.
I think she's coming.
Thank you. Thank you.
You'll be as happy as you ever were.
You're very calm.
Yes, you'll be okay. Bit of a shock to begin with, but we all have shocks. And you'll find this is the best shock you've ever had.
You're sure?
You're not my words. The long shock I've worked out is about 60 years.
I just want to rest. Yeah.
New world. Yes. Have a nice rest and you'll wake up feeling very refreshed. So I'll say cheerio and see you again one day.